All right, Paulie, thank you very much. Oh, you better believe there's going to be something special in Columbus, Ohio, high noon tomorrow afternoon with your Michigan State Spartans saying how you doing to the Ohio State Buckeyes. And for those of you keeping score at home, this is the 50th meeting between these two great schools. And to say there's a lot on the line would be the understatement of this new millennium. The winner, you see, will be in control to represent the East Division in the Big Ten Championship game, that on December 4th. Let's break it down, shall we, with the fine head coach himself, Mel Tucker. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Everything is well, sir. You know what? Just thinking, and I know that's dangerous. You know, you go back to the heat of August, Coach, when you're preparing with this Spartan team for the 2021 season. The scenario that we're looking at is exactly what you prescribed to your team back then. And here we are. That's something great.
Yeah, absolutely. Our players have done a fantastic job, you know, really leading up into this season, preparing, you know, in the out of season, in the weight room, you know, the running, all of the conditioning, the nutrition, you know, everyone's really bought in and worked extremely hard. And then we've you know, put together a team that plays together. They believe in each other. They believe in our process. They play extremely hard, and it's a physical football team. And so we've gone, you know, one game at a time, you know, working to do our very, very best. And so now we find ourselves in a position that we control our own destiny down here, down the stretch here in November. And as a football team, as a program, this is where you like to be.
Well, there has been discussion based on the offensive efficiency of both these teams involved, Coach, that we may be looking at a shootout. You made me chuckle once again by saying, quite frankly, with your specialty somewhat in your illustrious coaching career on the defensive side of things, that you're not in the shootout business, right?
No, that's right. That's not our mindset. Our goal on defense is to hold people to 17 points or less. And that's the standard, and that's our expectation. That's not going to change. And obviously, we have to do what it takes to get that done. Complementary football is going to be a big part of that. You know, offensively, we have to possess the ball. We have to move the chains. We got to get first downs, and then we have to score. Their offense can't score if they're not on the field. So we need to possess the ball, take care of the ball defensively, create third and longs. When we get to third down, get off the field. We have to be flawless on special teams.
Well, and this is where, on the defensive side of the ball, I think it's going to be very interesting. And we had our conversation earlier this week, Coach, about your ability to get off the field in the win against Maryland, keeping them to 3 of 13 in third down efficiency. And that certainly, against this potent Ohio State offense, is going to come into play. Get off the field.
Yeah, absolutely. They're one of the tops. Their offense is one of the tops in the country in third down efficiency. So that's a huge challenge for our defense. The key to it, to give you the best chance on third down, is to play great defense on first and second down. Stay ahead of the sticks, create third and longs. It gives you more of an opportunity to get off the field. It opens up the playbook a little bit defensively. When you create those third and longs and we get those opportunities, it's going to come down to execution, relentless execution, everyone doing their job and counting on the man next to him that he's going to do his. And that's how we get off the field.
Also, another matchup to keep in mind, and I think this is rather significant, Ohio State leading the Big Ten with 33 sacks, right behind our Michigan State Spartans with 31. A little pressure on the quarterback goes a long way. C.J. Stroud, obviously, given time, can cause some damage. So give him a little something to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the always the key defensively is, you know, making teams one-dimensional. You stop the run. And then you want to affect the quarterback with rushing coverage. You know, if you can make the quarterback play poorly, that gives you the best chance defensively. So we need to stop the run, and then we need to affect the quarterback with our rush and with our coverage. Eliminate the explosives and make them work for everything that they're going to get. So that means playing clean football, eliminate foolish penalties, eliminate yards after contact, eliminate yards after catch, okay, and be physical and be opportunistic.
You know, the running game is going to be substantial and, indeed, Coach, something to watch. K-9 Kenneth Walker III continues to lead the nation in yards and rushing touchdowns with 17. That being said, Travion Henderson on the other side, he's run for 1,035 yards, and he's found the end zone 14 times. So perhaps at the end of the day, the team that negates the other team's rushing game could come out on top.
Well, you know, oftentimes these games come down to how you control the line of scrimmage, you know, offensively and defensively. You know, running the ball on your terms and stopping the run. And so that's no different. That's no different this week. It's going to be very important that we're able to run the ball efficiently, have balance in our offense, effective in our play action passes, and make sure that we don't become one dimensional. On defense, we got to knock the run out. We got to defend from inside to outside. Do a great job with perimeter run force. We have to do a better job on in the screen game. That we need to attack like a run, and then obviously eliminate the explosives. But it all starts with in the trenches.
Well, and the bottom line is C.J. Stroud has a trio, much like us, Coach, of wide receivers to choose from, led by perhaps Chris Olave. He's got 708 yards receiving to go along with 11 scores, and at the end of the day could leave Columbus as one of the more prolific wide receiver in that school's history. So there's another something to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. They're very good at the skill positions. They just have a lot of really good players. The receivers that you mentioned, those guys at receiving corps, all those guys gonna be playing on Sundays, and so that's a tremendous challenge for our defense and for our defensive backs, you know, for our linebackers, quite frankly. So we got to play great team defense, you know, make sure that we're on the same page, playing fast, playing physical, make sure we do a great job tackling, you know, and play the next play. You know, play the next play, execute, and just keep coming and play great team defense.
Well, this game is obviously, Coach, what November Big Ten football is all about. I personally can't wait. Before I let you go, there is this certain business deal that is being discussed that would indeed keep you and your beautiful family in East Lansing for a long time. Just want to say, I certainly hope it goes that way, and congratulations ahead of really any official announcement, Coach, but I'm happy for you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Michigan State is a special place, and we're building something special here. Go green.
Go white. With his thoughts on The Tilt coming up tomorrow, high noon in Columbus, always great checking in with a fine head coach himself, Mel Tucker. Again, kickoff at noon, yours truly, with the pregame festivities getting underway at 10:30 here on WJR as well as across the Spartan Media Network. Paul?